Ben jumped off the fence, swung Twigleg up onto his head, danced around the dragonflies with him. We're rid of him! He chanted, goodbye, Nettleman! We sank him into the desert sand. Not so clever, he's gone forever. Woo-hoo! Wow! He leaned on the fence laughing. Hear that? I'm a poet! I am! Woo-hoo! He took Twigleg off his head and held him in front of his face. Why don't you say something? You're not looking too happy either. You weren't actually fond of that dragon eater, were you?
No, Twigleg shook his head indignantly. It's just, he said, rubbing his pointed nose. That sounds too good to be true. See, I've had such a terrible time with him for so long. I've been afraid of him for so many hundreds of years. And now, he concluded, looking at the boy, now, do you think he's really sunk into the sand just like that? Huh? I mean, not him. He shook his head. I don't believe it.
Oh, come on. Ben poked Twigleg's narrow chest with one finger. The dwarf sounded as if he was telling the truth. There's no end of quicksand in the desert. I saw something about them once on TV. Quicksand could swallow up a whole camel if it were no bigger than a sand flea. Honest.
Twigleg nodded. Yeah, I heard that too. All I'm saying, though, it's this.
Never mind, all the same, said Ben, putting the homunculus on his shoulder. You've saved us. After all, it was you who sent him off into the desert. Imagine Sorrel's face when we tell her. I can't wait. And he ran back down to the beach to tell everyone the good news.